hatred. Verse 10 says, the Jews therefore said to him, the Jews. Now, this is not all the Jewish people, you know. This is the religious leaders. We've talked about that before. Many times, John uses the generic term, the Jews, to speak about the Pharisees and the scribes or the Sadducees.
Those who were the religious leaders. Those who had the power over the Jewish people. And he said to them, it is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed. Now, the Sabbath. Saturday, right? Well, the Jews had this thing called the Mishnah, right? It's a commentary on the law. It wasn't good enough to have God's law. You know, it wasn't good enough to teach God's law, but they needed to kind of really draw out God's law. They had all of these. I think there was 39 different regulations they had just about the Sabbath. You know, and it became really cumbersome for the people. And the reason why they drew out all these laws is they felt that they could fulfill every little part of their law, then they would be righteous before God. I'll just give you a couple of little ridiculous ones. First of all, if you wanted to, say, write a letter on the Sabbath, you could only carry enough ink with you for two letters. Now, how do you measure that out? I have no idea. You know, another regulation I think is my favorite is you can only carry certain burdens on the Sabbath. Well, one of the things was, is say you had some false teeth, you know, back in the day. Dentistry in, 2,000 years ago wasn't what it is today. So you make yourself some wooden teeth, you know, paint them white or whatever somehow, stick them in there. Well, on the Sabbath, that's a burden. Okay, so you need to leave your false teeth at home. That's how crazy they were. You couldn't even have your false teeth in you because you were carrying a burden on the Sabbath. And they had all these laws and regulations, and it was too much for the people to bear. They couldn't handle it. But they were lived in fear of these religious leaders. Now, to show you another place where Jesus really comes into conflict over the Sabbath, let's turn back to Matthew chapter 12. Turn back a couple of books. Go through Luke, then Mark, then Matthew, left in your Bibles. Matthew chapter 12. Verses 1 through 14. We're going to see that this Sabbath thing came up quite a bit. And it was really one of the main reasons why they had Jesus put to death. Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 through 14. Says, at that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. He and his disciples were hungry and began to pluck heads of grain and of grain to eat. So Jesus and his guys are cruising on a Saturday. They're walking, and they go through a field. And they're hungry, so they start eating some grains. You think, hey, what are you doing? Just fueling. You know? This is some guy's fuel. Why are you drinking? Well, and you don't have to turn there, but in Leviticus chapter 19, Leviticus 19, verses 9 and 10, it talks about when you have your field and your vineyard. And it says, don't harvest every single bit of your field, and don't pick every single grape of your vineyard. Leave some for the poor, and leave some for the sojourner. God was kind of, it's kind of God's welfare system. When someone's passing through, leave a little bit for them to help them out. And so Jesus knew this law, of course. Jesus never broke any of the Jewish laws. So he's cruising through, and he's getting some grains, you know? And what you have to do is you get your grain in your hand, and you rub it together to knock off the outside, and you eat the kernel. Okay? Well, we're going to see that was considered work by some people. Verse 2. When the Pharisees
saw it, they said to him, look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath. Now, stop right here for a minute. Jesus and his guys are cruising through a field, and all of a sudden, these Pharisees pop up. I just wonder if they were wearing, like, grain camouflage, and, you know, and they're just crawling through, waiting for Jesus to mess up, and all of a sudden, you know, like spiritual snipers, they jump up and say, I caught you. You're breaking the law. You know? It's crazy that these guys were following him through the field. And Jesus said to him, have you not read? Now, this is how Jesus kind of attacks them. He says, you guys have placed your whole
life about knowing the word of God. And then Jesus says to him, I love Jesus because he's kind of sarcastic too. Just have you not read? You know? Your whole life is based upon the Bible. Have you ever read it? You know? Have you not read that David, when he was hungry, he and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God and ate the show bread, which was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests. So, what happened in that time is David, you're quite familiar with it, was running from Saul. And he was on the run for him with him and all his guys, and they were hungry, and they stopped off at the temple, you know, to get something to eat. And the showbread was to be before the Lord. It wasn't lawful for regular people to eat. The priests could eat it afterwards, but not just
regular guys. And David said, I'm really hungry. Give me something to eat. Would God rather, you know, we kind of just hedge on this little law, or would God want me to starve? And you see, God always puts the person above. The law was created for people, to hem them in, to give them safe boundaries. It wasn't created as a burden. It wasn't created for something just to be, oh, I can't believe this, God's law. It was created to give us boundaries and also to show us that when we go outside these boundaries, that law, we can't fulfill it. It forces us to God. So Jesus is saying, hey, David broke the law, and David's your favorite, you know? Or have you not read in the law, verse 5, on the Sabbath, the priest in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless.
You know, it's their busy time of week. That's when they're doing all kinds of stuff on the Sabbath. Yet God doesn't hold it against them. They do work. Verse 6, you know, I say to you that in this place there is one greater than the temple. Again, Jesus showing how big he is. But if you had known what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. He said, hey, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. I'm the one who created the Sabbath, and I'm going to tell you how it goes. Let's continue on now in verse 9. It says, when he departed from there, he went to their synagogue. Jesus is replaced. And behold, there was a man who had a withered hand. And they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath that they might accuse him? Again, we're seeing these traditions, this hatred of Jesus, and basically this hatred of people. The Christians do not love people. They love their own false righteousness. And so they were more concerned with keeping everything right on the Sabbath than with the poor condition of this man with his withered hand. They just wanted to accuse him. They're trying to trap Jesus. Verse 11, they said to him, Jesus said to him, what man is there among you who has one sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not lay hold of it and lift it out? Much more value than his man than his sheep. Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. Then he said to the man, stretch out your hand, stretch it out, and it was restored as whole as the other. So, again, Jesus is saying, people are more important. You guys are hypocrites. If one of your sheep falls in a pit, you're not just going to wait till Sunday to get it out. You need to get it out immediately. Okay? That's what's needful. And also notice how Jesus says to the man, stretch out your hand. Another act of faith. This man's withered hand was probably inside of a coat. Inside of his cloak. You don't want to show it off. A deformity in that culture separates you from everything else. You probably want to hide it as much as possible. So Jesus is saying, put your hand out. Another act of faith. Another time Jesus is saying, hey, if you want something done, you have to take that out. And the man stretches out his hand, and again, it was whole as the other, instantaneously. And look at the response, the hatred, verse 14. The Pharisees went out and plotted against him how they might destroy him. And Jesus had shown him up. Jesus had broken down the walls of their false system, and they weren't going to put up with it. Let's go and turn back to John chapter 5 now. John 5. And just before we move on to verse 11, let's just talk about the Sabbath one more thing. In the book of Genesis, we know that God took 6 days to create the world, and on the seventh day,
he rested, right? What does that rest mean? Did God take the day off? No. Because if
it's